Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, pretty deep, right center field. Taylor going back, looking up, and that ball is gone! It clears over the stands into the bullpens. It's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa. Number two for Sosa. And it's a monster as the Phillies break it wide open on Peterson here in the fourth inning. 5-0 Phillies.
Boom, Edmundo to right center field, and the Phillies get their biggest series win of the year. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot to get to today. Rhea Hughes will join us as she does every Monday an hour from now. NBA Finals finished up last night. The Thunder are champs. We got a draft here coming up on Wednesday. Good morning, Hugh. How we doing?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, I don't know if y'all knew this, and my algorithm kind of took me down this path. But do you know there's still, like, remains on Mount Everest?
What do you mean, remains?
There's, like, hundreds of bodies on Mount Everest right now to this day.
Like, you know, hikers that just didn't make
it? That didn't make it.
Yeah. They leave them there as, like, landmarks for people.
Well, because a lot of them, they couldn't get them because of the climate and the permafrost and everything. They couldn't get him off the mountain.
Yeah, but whose job is that to do anyway? That seems like a tough job.
Well, you know,
go grab Bob, who was up there last week.
Well, you know, when Bob, you know, met his demise, a lot of people, you know, their families would like to go get their remains. But, yeah, it's well over 100 bodies on Mount Everest. And I just think that's crazy because people still climb it.
Yeah.
And they still go up there. But it has to be unnerving to climb Mount Everest and run into somebody. You might run into Bob and be like, damn. Bob didn't make it, and you're compelled to go to the top.
Yeah. Well,
it's crazy.
Would you ever do it?
Heck no.
That's the question I knew the answer to. Here's a question I didn't know the answer to this weekend. Am I all in on the Phillies? Because all year
great
long.
Great weekend, man.
Hugh, it was an incredible
Shout
weekend.
Shout out to the people. Like, I'm in Ohio, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm trying to text you guys and figure out what's going on. The coolest thing that I saw was the JT – Realmuto,
the double slide,
the double run.
Yep.
And who was running? Like, was it Cassiano's running up JT's back?
No, the other way around.
But
remember, Nick is slow.
Yeah. But to see that in the City Connect jerseys, man, that was pretty cool. And, you know, I hit my foreleg.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear more about that today. All right. We got a lot to discuss, but let's start with the Phillies. And I'll just put it very simply. I'm all in now. I needed them. And I said this on Friday. I didn't just need them to beat some good teams because they had, at times this year, beat good teams. Right? Earlier, they beat the Dodgers. They had beaten the Cubs. Like, they've had moments against good teams. But really, it was one team in particular. It's the Mets. I needed them to beat the Mets for a variety of reasons. Number one, I hate the Mets. Number two, the Mets have had their number for the better part of a year. Before this weekend, it was 12-4 in the last 16 in favor of the Mets, the last 16 times these teams played each other. I needed to see the Phillies take it to the Mets, especially now. And I understand that the Mets are down right now with their pitching, right? Mm-hmm. They're in a tough spot. They're injured. But this is like that made it more that they had to beat them. Like if we had lost this weekend with the Mets' best pitchers out, I'd be like, I'm like, we're never going to beat them. Like we can't beat them now. We're never going to beat them. We didn't just beat them though, Hugh. In two of the three games, we hit them hard. Friday night, you mentioned the way the runs were and the way the City Connect, and that was an incredible play with the double, safe at home plate. And then last night, Peterson is one of the better pitchers that's actually healthy, and we hit him hard. I mean, Edmundo crushed that ball to right center field, and Schwarber got it all started. That was the weekend I needed. I am all in on this baseball team. Sometimes in a season, you see the moments where, like, all right, I see it. If they can harness it, if they can get to where they got to get to, if they can ace the trade deadline, they could do it because they've beaten the Cubs now, they've beaten the Dodgers, they've beaten the Mets, they've beaten all the teams we think they're going to have to beat to get to the World Series. The pitching was excellent last night with Lizardo. Hugh, I recognize what month it is. It is still only June. But, Hugh, I am all in. Where are you at? All in? Or are you going to tell me, it's still June?
It's still June.
Oh, jeez.
But I will tell you the thing that I'm excited about. This is the ebb and flow of baseball for me personally. I understand that, a lot of diehard baseball fans, they probably won't agree with that sentiment. That's okay. That's just how I choose to watch it and how I choose to view it. 21 runs this weekend.
Yep.
21 runs. That's impressive. That tells me when you talk about that and the run that they've been on with hitting, that's good. That means they're heating up. They're getting comfortable. And when you get Bryce back into this lineup, I feel like they're going to be okay, but still a lot of baseball left to be played. And we've always said, Bryce has to be wherever we go, Bryce has to be a part of that. It's great that we're hitting without him out there. But no, we it's still early, and we need him out there, and we need him help.
Well, it is early to an extent. I mean, it is June, but we're almost halfway through the season now.
Getting ready for the All-Star team.
And I just thought this weekend was a statement series by the Phillies. And last night, I know it's kind of weird to think it's a must-win. When I turned the TV on last night at 7:00, I needed a win. I mean, it felt like a must-win game. It felt like the temperature, which is obviously extremely hot outside, but the temperature of the city would be based on last night. Like how they perform. If they had lost last night, we would have come in here with the same feeling we've had for a year now. The Mets have our number. The Mets have our number. It doesn't matter who's out there. It doesn't matter what's going on. The Mets have our number. And I thought last night, starting with the Schwarber home run, the Sosa home run, the good defense they played behind them, the way they played last night, the intensity they played with last night, it showed they could be different. And I thought last night Lizardo really had a statement kind of game, Hugh, because he's had an interesting season where, I'd say 90% of his starts have been amazing, but he had those two really, really, really bad ones. So it's like, who's the real Jesus Lizardo? Well, we saw last night, when he's not tipping his pitches, he's dominant. It's why I said last week he'd be my number two starter in the playoffs. That's not an easy lineup to navigate, and he was mowing them down. He had that back and forth with Soto where he got him, and then Soto kind of like half smiled and like tipped his cap to him, like, yeah, you got me, man. Like, there's not many pitchers that could do that to Juan Soto. Lizardo was excellent last night.
Yeah, you're talking about, from what I was able to see, just cool at the plate, on the mound, and just did his job. Only got hit three times in that whole game last night, so gave you six innings. Looked like he was cruising for the most part.
I thought he was excellent. And how about, listen to him after the game last night. Jesus Lizardo talking about, and I love this, that, maybe they say they're all the same and there's 162, but there's extra juice for some of these games. And clearly, Lizardo's feeling that early on with the Phillies.
Some of your best starts this season have come against some really good teams. You get a little extra juice up for that, and that plays a little bit.
Ideally you have the same juice for every start, but, I'd be lying if I said, starts like tonight, you don't bring a little extra, knowing what's on the line. So, maybe.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yeah, no, more than maybe. He said it. I felt it. You could see it. And he's lived up to it. Luzardo's had four starts now against the Cubs, Dodgers, and Mets. 25 and two-thirds innings, one earned run allowed. He was electric last night. And the Phillies gave us an electric weekend. Look, Saturday wasn't good. Abel got hit around, but I didn't expect to sweep the Mets. Yeah. And I actually kind of like the way the series went. Like, winning on Friday, starting off with a good feeling. All right, Saturday we dropped that one.
A little rough.
And the Mets are obviously have a good lineup, so they're going to have one of those games once in a while where they hit. But then the bounce back last night to get the series.
Strong bounce back, too.
I loved it. 215-592-9495. All right, there's a lot of people out there, unfortunately, Kyle, that did not take the pledge. Yeah. And they wanted to, because I need to wait. I need to see. Right, you have someone in the studio here who claims he took the pledge.
I took the pledge. He's unbelievable.
But then you just said it's June after the biggest series of the year.
I am just even keeled.
Oh,
I am glad. I'm glad we had the weekend that we had.
Yeah, but you're still saying it's June.
No, because it is. Because, for lack of a better way of saying it, I know how it would have been here this morning if it had went the other way.
Sure. Well, isn't that kind of the point, though?
Yeah.
I mean, the point is not to get your blood pressure all
yes,
up,
Yes, it
Kyle.
Is.
Yeah, no, it's not.
That's exactly the point. If they had lost the series to the Mets, everyone in here is like, see, I told you, they're not a real World Series contender.
I like the thick
Shut
tongue.
Up, dude. I understand that it's June, guys, but the only thing that could happen, I think, I think everyone agrees they will probably go into more cold stretches
yeah.
as the season goes on and stuff. But what they've shown throughout the season and during the stretch is that they're one of the true contenders. And I was told for so long they can't beat teams that are over 500. All they do is beat up on the Rockies, beat up on the Pirates. Well, guess what? They got swept by the Pirates, and now they're beating the good teams. So,
screw you saying that.
You idiots. Well, so Saturday doesn't even count for me. Like, Mick Abel's whatever. He's not going to be pitching in a big spot like that, I don't think, at least, you know, unless something goes crazy wrong in October. And Wheeler didn't even have his best stuff Friday. He was awesome. Like, didn't allow a single run. Jesus Cesardo, he's rising to the moment. That whole tip and pitches thing, it's over. I just want to put it into perspective for people. No Bryce Harper, your best hitter on the team. Alvarado's been out a while. Your best reliever on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand Aaron Nola wasn't good at all this season, but you're down Aaron Nola. So, and they're still what? They're now 16, 17 games over 500?
Yeah, 47-31.
This is a damn good team. They're going to get reinforcements when these guys come back, and they're going to add at the trade deadline. I don't know what more you need to see.
Well, what you saw this weekend was it. I mean, it was the final piece for me, because I have held back my excitement for this team over the course of the year. I was one that pointed out, hey, they racked up, 10 wins over the Pirates and Rockies the first 2 months of the season. Like, what are they really, right? What are they really? And the thing that was holding me back more than anything was the Mets, because the Mets have been in their head, have had their number for a year now. And this weekend, it felt like that reversed. And I know there's more games we play, and they'll see the Mets two more times late August and early September, but it felt like they exercised that demon this weekend. I'm all in. 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at on the Phillies after they just had their biggest series win of the year? Are you ready to say you're all in on this baseball team? And when I say I'm all in, I'm not trying to pretend they're perfect. I think we all recognize there are still flaws, but you know what? Every team has flaws. Like, that's the more the season plays out, you see that. The Dodgers are probably still the best team in baseball. They're like putting a starting rotation together with bubblegum. I mean, like that every Ohtani's pitching openers just to get him through games. I mean, their pitching is a problem. Now, they hit a lot, obviously, but they're not perfect this season. The Mets, I think, are really good, but their starting pitching is hurt right now, and they're not perfect. You know, the Cubs are good, but we've taken care of them 4 out of 6 times. There's a lot of good teams out there. The Phillies are one of those teams. I'm all in. I took the pledge. Kyle obviously took the pledge. Hugh says he took the pledge. And we find out every time one of these discussions how clearly you were lying to us.
No, no. It's, What, Kyle? What are you about to say? I know you. What are you about to say?
I just don't believe you took the pledge.
No, I did take the pledge. I just tend to be a little bit even more careful.
If you took the pledge, you would be in here right now purchasing your World Series tickets for October. Well, and you're not doing that.
Well, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't know how much them tickets are going to cost. I need to figure that out first.
But you'd be reserving your spot, and you're not doing that.
I mean, I'm excited for this team. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about where they were last year, the record was a little bit better at this mark. Because we're 78 games in, and what is the record again?
47-31.
So last year we had 52 wins.
Yeah.
Last year around this time. So, you know, we're still around. We're in the same area that we were in last year. But I remember what happened last year after the All-Star break.
You're afraid of getting hurt.
I am not afraid of getting hurt. I just see how y'all do me. But this is when we go back in history, and baseball is based on history. I'm about to give y'all a history lesson.
Oh, jeez.
This team, at this point in the season, they're exactly what they've been in the past, correct? They're close to what they've been in the past at this point last year.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
After the All-Star break, they tend to, for whatever reason.
Well, last year they did.
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I need to see after, not saying that, you know, I'm all in. I took the pledge. I'm with the pledge. But I need to see how they're going to respond after the All-Star break.
Well, yeah, it's a full season. And they didn't win the division last night, but they did something. They gave you a sense.
They gave you hope
that they're up for this, that they're up for the challenge of this season, and it starts in this division. Because I've been saying this all year, the wild card is not going to be just an easy route this year. Winning the division is the only way to guarantee they're going to even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And they jumped over the Mets last night. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the Phillies after an outstanding weekend? They take 2 out of 3. Wheeler Friday, the double slide on Friday, the double safe. Power yesterday with Sosa and Schwarber. Big-time star from Luzardo. Obviously, Saturday did not go well, but 2 out of 3. I'll take that every time. The Phillies wake up today in first place in the National League East. Are you all in? Or is it, you know, in your mind still June? Which, obviously, it is, but, you know, only people that didn't take the pledge, like, you know, Hugh Douglas, are saying it's June today. Donald in Chester is up on WIP. Hey, Donald.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's
Donald?
Well, actually, Hugh, I can agree with you. I can see you on that, you know, because I'm in that, you know, I'm in that camp too. However, I will say this. To me, from when I'm looking, it seems like a different approach at the plate this year than what it's been previous years. It seems different, meaning that I noticed, like, during the game, they're sticking with the fundamentals and sticking with what they're supposed to be doing with certain pitches. They seem to be sticking with it. Like for me, when I'm watching it and we got like what, four scoreless innings. All right, I'm not fretting about it because I see these, you know, I see these outs, you know, and I see that this pitcher that we're going up against, it's pretty good for what it is he's doing, but yet they stuck with it and stuck with it. So my perception is this, and I'm going to go back to something that Ray Dittinger says. If they stick with this format of approach at the plate, and if they don't make it to the World Series, then their time is past. You know, their time is past. It's not so much that they're not good, because when you stick with this fundamental right here, it's hard to go cold. It's just hard to go flat out.
Donald, I agree, because even though they haven't hit as many home runs this year as maybe we want, they've been more consistent offensively. I'll use Trey Turner for an example. Trey has had a better year this year because he's been more consistently good than his first 2 years here.
And see, I'll leave it with this, because and that's what's really impressive about them. And how, because I was telling friends last night and I was on Facebook, I said I'd be surprised if Lazario didn't come out and dominate. You know, I said I'll be surprised if he doesn't. And sure enough, that's exactly what he did. So my thing was, as long as they stay consistent with their approach, even after the All-Star game, I believe that they'll be okay no matter what pitcher that they're facing, because that's their problem. They seem to give up quick, and they start getting desperate, and they start swinging at stuff that they're not supposed to, instead of staying within. And they're doing a good job of sticking together.
Well, for sure. And if they could just be solid offensively, Donald, man, we appreciate the phone call. If the Phillies could be solid offensively, I know we're all waiting for Harper to come back. But with this starting pitching, I mean, 4 out of the 5 nights, They have dominant arms. I mean, you have Wheeler on Friday. You have Luzardo, of course, last night.
Luzardo. You know,
Same thing.
The guy's excited. Give him a break. You know, he took the pledge, at least.
At least, and I screw names up all the time. I have the nerve of me to point out when somebody
of all
else.
Of us
doing Tyler below, you know, as many times as I screw. I just like it when other people do it. It let us know we're all human.
Yeah, well, we are.
I kind of like Luzardo.
You're on the radio.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a pro.
But you're supposed to be a professional. Says who? Says who?
Not our audience, because they know better than that. He's right. I mean, the approach to the plate has been better. Now, before the game last night, Topper said the power would come. We'll see. I mean, they still only have one guy with double-digit home runs, but they hit a pair of home runs last night. The bottom line is this. I needed to see them beat the Mets. The Mets were the one thing.
The thorn in your side.
Yeah, because first of all, it's annoying to lose to the Mets. It just always is. Always. Second, it's been going on for a year. And this weekend, they gave it right back, and they had to, because the Mets came in here limping. This is the worst the Mets have played the entire season. If they had gotten right against the Phillies, it would have been a disaster. Instead, the Phillies took 2 out of 3 against them and looked good in the process. 215-592-9494. For everyone out there who is held back this year, are you ready to finally say you're all in on the Phillies? I mean, I'm all in. Kyle's all in. Hugh reminded us it was June 23rd this morning.
I'm saying I'm all in.
No.
All in.
Now, you say that, but it's June.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of baseball left.
Yeah, but
I mean, come on.
You know what I'm saying? It's not pledge activity. It's almost like saying, you know, if it's, let's equate this to the Eagles.
Okay.
6-0.
Yeah, all in. I mean,
I guess I shouldn't have did that. I walked right
6-0. We're booking hotel rooms in California.
You know what? Yeah. You
did walk into that one. Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
What's going on, man?
You know, I feel like it's 1988, and my little sister is playing New Kids on the Block. The right stuff for the 25th time in the last 3 hours. I mean, Joe, you sound like a broken record, man. Didn't we go through this last year with the Phillies?
I live in today, Aaron. You're living in the past? I'm living in today.
Have we hit the All-Star break yet?
No, we have not.
Okay. So why are we talking about World Series and playoffs with the team that has played this? This song has been played for the last 4 years. Their thing is they cannot finish.
Well, sure, but I'm evaluating them right now in the context of this year's National League. This year. I'm not worried about 2 years ago or the year before. This year's Phillies compared to the other good teams in the NL. They've beaten the Dodgers. They've beaten the Cubs. They've beaten the Mets.
I sat in a bar this weekend and watched the Mets go back to back to back. That's the team. When they're playing on all cylinders, we have to be worried about.
Sure, I agree, but they lost two out of three this weekend, the Mets. Like, I agree with you.
I think they lost like 8 of 10.
Yeah, I think the Mets are good. I don't think they're going to fade, but the Phillies beat them this weekend.
The Phillies have to be able to finish. Now, on the bright side, though,
it's not pledge
activity. I think they're playing. I would love to see Bryce Harper sit on the bench for a little bit longer, because I think as a team right now, they are playing their best baseball of the season, but it is way, way, way too premature to sit there and talk about playoffs, especially with what we've experienced the last 4 years.
No, it isn't. I mean, we're almost halfway through the season. When do we start thinking about big picture with the team?
When playoff time rolls around, Joe, let's just enjoy it. They're playing well.
Geez.
That was a great scene. Now, here's the thing. Either JT needs to start trying out for the U.S. Olympic team in the 100-yard dash, or Nick Castellanos has two speeds, slow and stop.
I think it's probably the latter, if we're being honest with ourselves. I mean, JT's a good athlete, but I think it's slow and stop is the two speeds for Castellanos these days.
That was a pretty cool play, and that'll probably go down as one of the players of the year in the MLB this year.
Oh, there's no question. And the best part of it, Aaron, and man, we appreciate the phone call, Hugh, the double safe, because the umpire has to signal for both, you know, every time someone crosses the plate, he's got to give an out or a safe. So he did the double safe.
Yeah, it was pretty cool to see, man. I had a chance to watch it on you know, social media, and the thing that I thought was the coolest, the fact that they were running in synchronicity, and they slid the same way, and the City Connect jerseys. It was one of those ones. Oh, that's cool to see. And on top of that, they won.
They won. Obviously, yeah. Yes. And they were both safe, which is obviously key to the whole thing. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to the Phillies over the weekend, takeaways from the series, the victory over the Mets. I'm all in. I have held back my, I don't even know excitement is the word, but just like my belief in the team and how great they could be the entire season, because I think we all do it. You kind of focus on the flaws. You focus on the negatives. You think about the series that have gone the wrong way for them. They got swept in pit. They hit rock bottom 2 weeks ago, and since then they've played their best baseball. I mean, it is interesting. It kind of coincides with Harper not being here. I mean, it is because they got swept in Pittsburgh the first weekend Harper wasn't around, and since then, I mean, they've been excellent. They've played excellent baseball now for 2 weeks. They just beat the team that they've struggled to beat the most for the past 2 years. Where do you come down to the Phillies? 215-592-9494. All in? Or are you in camp Hugh Douglas? Excited, but it's still June. I mean, like, we're almost halfway through here. And Hugh's telling me it's only June. I mean, it technically he's right, but he's wrong at the same time. All right, your phone calls all show. Rhea will join us coming up at 11. And we'll get to some audio from Alec Bohm, who was mic'd up during last night's game, and the play of the weekend. You got to hear Scott Francis call the play of the weekend we just talked about there with Aaron. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.